Hey everyone, welcome back. AI seems to be popping up everywhere you look these days, but get this, it's now making its way into healthcare, specifically into decisions that could directly impact your insurance.
That's right.
It's
And
kind of wild, right?
yeah, it is. I mean, the idea of AI handling something as complex as healthcare, it sounds like we're living in a sci-fi movie, but it's actually happening, and it's happening right now, particularly when it comes to, insurance claims.
So on the surface, it sounds like it could be a good thing, right? Like AI handling insurance claims, it could really speed up the process of evaluating those claims
Yeah.
and maybe even catch some errors that humans might miss.
Yeah, definitely. There's huge potential there. I mean, increased efficiency is a big one. And here's where things get a little tricky. We're starting to see cases where these AI-driven systems are actually being accused of denying necessary care,
Wow.
And that's a problem because it looks like in some cases they may be prioritizing cost savings over, patient well-being.
That's a big deal.
It is a big
Yeah.
deal.
Yeah. And those headlines, we've seen them. They're hard to ignore, these lawsuits against major insurance companies like UnitedHealthcare. They're painting a pretty concerning picture.
Right. And one of the most prominent cases out there involves an algorithm that UnitedHealthcare uses. It's called NH Predict.
NH Predict. Okay.
Yeah. And it's basically designed to assess whether a patient needs what they call post-acute care after a hospital stay, things like going to a skilled nursing facility or something like that.
Okay, so this AI is trying to figure out who needs more care after leaving the hospital versus who can just head straight home.
Right. But
Seems reasonable.
yeah, it seems reasonable, but the lawsuit alleges that this NH Predict algorithm is systematically denying claims for these necessary services, even when doctors are saying, this patient needs this care.
Hold on. So
Yeah.
even when a doctor says the patient needs to go to a skilled nursing facility, the AI is like, nope.
That's right.
You're going home.
And that is forcing families into some really tough situations,
Wow.
having to scramble for care that their loved one should be getting covered for.
So it's like the AI is second guessing the doctor's recommendations.
That's exactly the concern. And
Wow.
what's even more alarming is that over 90% of the denials made by this NH Predict algorithm were later overturned on appeal.
Wait, 90%. So only 1 in 10 denials are actually the right call.
That's right.
That's crazy.
It is, and it really makes you question the accuracy and fairness of this algorithm, doesn't it?
Absolutely, because if 9 out of 10 times the AI is wrong, what's happening during those appeals? Are people having to, fight tooth and nail just to get the care that their doctors already said they need?
I mean, unfortunately, that is often the case.
Yeah.
Imagine being discharged from the hospital, told you need specialized care, but then your insurance company denies coverage because of this AI assessment. We're just left in limbo, potentially with a serious health condition and forced to navigate this complex appeals
It
process.
sounds incredibly stressful.
It is.
And those appeals, I'm guessing they take time,
They do.
precious time that, some patients might not even have.
That's the other really big concern here. And tragically, the lawsuit also includes families of deceased Medicare Advantage beneficiaries.
Oh, wow.
And they believe that premature discharge decisions based on this NH Predict algorithm actually contributed to their loved ones' worsened health and ultimately their deaths.
That's heartbreaking. I
Yeah.
mean, it really highlights the potential human cost of relying on an AI system that, may not be making the right call.
It really does, and it brings to light the very real consequences of prioritizing efficiency and cost cutting over individual patient needs.
So we're not just talking about theoretical risks here. We're talking about the potential for real harm being done in the real world.
Yeah, and what's even more troubling is that this isn't an isolated incident with just UnitedHealthcare. We're seeing similar allegations against other major insurers as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so like, are there other examples of this happening?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, they faced very similar allegations. They were accused of using AI to deny claims for like essential diagnostic procedures,
Oh.
things like MRIs and CT scans. And, in some cases, this AI was actually overriding the recommendations of the patient's own doctor.
So the doctor's saying you need this MRI, and the AI saying no, you don't.
That's exactly the issue.
Wow.
These cases, they really point to a larger trend of, using AI to cut costs, but it's having these potentially significant consequences for patients. It's
Yeah.
really starting to erode trust in the healthcare system.
Yeah.
People are worried that their needs aren't being fully considered.
Yeah, and I imagine it's incredibly frustrating for doctors too. They've gone through all this training, they've developed their expertise, and then suddenly an algorithm is coming in and second guessing their judgment.
Exactly. It raises a lot of questions about, the role of medical professionals in a world where AI is increasingly involved in, making decisions about patient care.
So we've talked about the downsides, the potential downsides, but let's take a step back for a second. You mentioned earlier that AI does hold some promise for improving healthcare. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. I mean, AI has the potential to completely revolutionize healthcare in a lot of really positive ways. For example, it's already being used to analyze medical images like x-rays and mammograms, and that's helping doctors detect diseases much earlier and with more accuracy.
So it's like having a second set of eyes that can catch things a human might miss.
Exactly. And, that can lead to earlier interventions and better outcomes for patients.
Makes sense.
AI is also being used to develop, personalized treatment plans.
Oh, wow.
Which take into account a person's individual, genetic makeup, their lifestyle and medical history.
So it's not just a one-size-fits-all approach anymore.
Exactly. The treatment is tailored to your specific needs.
That's incredible.
It is. And this is really just the beginning. AI is also being used to speed up drug discovery, to streamline clinical trials, and even, assist with surgery. There's a lot of excitement about its potential to really improve, healthcare across the board.
That's amazing. But it seems like we're at this crossroads where we have this really powerful technology with the potential for a lot of good, but also the potential to cause a lot of harm if it's not used responsibly.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head, and that brings us to the heart of the matter, the ethical implications of using AI in healthcare.
Okay, let's dive into that. Where do we even begin?
I think one of the biggest issues is transparency.
Okay.
Are patients actually being told that an algorithm is being used to make decisions about their care? Do they even understand how these algorithms work or what factors they're looking at?
That's a good point. It seems like a lot of these systems operate in a black box. You get a denial from your insurance, but it doesn't say, oh, by the way, this was decided by an AI.
Exactly. And that lack of transparency makes it really difficult for patients to challenge those decisions or to understand why they were made. They feel like they don't have any control over their own healthcare.
Right. And then there's also the question of accountability.
Mm-hmm.
If an AI system makes a mistake or worse, actually causes harm, who is responsible for that?
Yeah, that's a really complex question.
It is.
Is it the company that developed the algorithm? Is it the insurance company that's actually using it? Or is it even the doctor, who relied on the AI's recommendations?
Yeah.
Right now, there just aren't a lot of clear guidelines or regulations when it comes to AI and healthcare. So it's hard to figure out who's ultimately responsible.
So we're kind of in this gray area where it's not clear how to assign blame when things go wrong.
That's a real concern. And this uncertainty, it just makes patients feel even more vulnerable.
So besides transparency and accountability, what other ethical considerations are there?
I think a really big one is equity. Are these algorithms being designed in a way that avoids bias? Or could they potentially worsen existing health disparities?
You mean like could they disadvantage certain groups of people based on their race or ethnicity or their socioeconomic status?
Exactly. I mean, if the data that's used to train these algorithms is biased, or if they don't properly take into account things like social determinants of health, they could end up reinforcing those inequalities that already exist in healthcare.
So even if the AI is technically accurate, it could still be unfair.
That's right.
So it really does feel like we're walking this tightrope between all the potential benefits of AI and these very real risks that it poses. So how do we make sure that it's used ethically and that it doesn't end up doing more harm than good?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question. And I think it requires a really multifaceted approach. First and foremost, we need much stricter regulations and oversight.
Okay.
Government agencies really need to step in and set some clear standards for how these algorithms are being used when it comes to making these really important healthcare decisions.
So we can't just leave it up to the companies that are developing this AI to self-regulate.
Right, exactly. We need guidelines that ensure things like transparency and accuracy and fairness. There should be a process for evaluating these algorithms before they're ever used in a healthcare setting.
That makes sense. And what about holding these companies accountable when things do go wrong?
That's crucial too. There needs to be, a very clear process for investigating incidents where an AI system may have caused harm, and for actually holding those responsible parties accountable.
So like a system of checks and balances to make sure that this technology is being used responsibly.
Exactly. And along with, you know, stricter regulation, I think we also need a lot more transparency from these insurance companies themselves.
Okay.
You know, they need to be upfront with patients about how AI is actually being used in their decision-making process.
So no more hiding behind the curtain.
Exactly. Patients deserve to know if an algorithm is being used in their care. And it's not even enough to just say, oh, we use AI. You know, they need to explain how that algorithm works, what kind of data it uses, what factors it considers.
Hmm.
And this information needs to be presented in a way that the average person can understand.
It seems like that would go a long way in terms of building trust.
Hmm.
You know, if you can understand how the decision is being made, you're more likely to accept it, even if it's not the outcome that you were hoping for.
Exactly. Transparency can really help empower patients and give them more control over their own healthcare.
And what happens if a patient disagrees with the decision that's made by an AI? What kind of recourse do they have?
Yeah, that's another important piece of this whole puzzle. There needs to be a really clear and easy-to-use appeals process.
Okay.
Patients should be able to easily challenge these AI-driven decisions, and they should be able to have their cases reviewed by, you know, a human medical professional.
So ultimately, there still needs to be that human element involved.
Yeah.
You know, someone who can look at the individual circumstances and make a judgment call.
I think that's really important. You know, AI, it can be a very powerful tool, but it shouldn't replace the expertise and the judgment of healthcare professionals.
This has been such a fascinating deep dive, but also a little bit unnerving.
Yeah.
It feels like AI in healthcare is kind of a wild west right now.
It is, but I'm hopeful that with the right safeguards in place, AI can really transform healthcare for the better.
So what's the one key takeaway you want our listeners to leave with today?
I think the most important thing to remember is that the future of AI in healthcare, it's not set in stone. You know, it's something that we are actively shaping right now. So it's up to all of us, patients, providers, policymakers, to demand transparency and accountability and to really make sure that we're putting patients first.
Well said. Thanks so much for joining us today and for really shedding light on this complex and rapidly evolving issue.
Of course, my pleasure.
And to our listeners out there, stay informed. Keep asking questions and make your voices heard. The future of healthcare really does depend on it.